Hi, you're listening to a Taylor Swift celebration on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver campus. I'll be your host, Sophia Osborne. Today, we're celebrating the release of Taylor Swift's newest album, Midnights, which was released on October 21st. This is a concept album, which is supposed to encompass 13 sleepless nights across Taylor's life. But in typical Taylor Swift chaotic fashion, after releasing the 13-track album at midnight EST, Taylor surprised us all by releasing 7 more songs at 3 a.m. as an album called Midnight's 3 a.m. Edition. So there are actually 20 new songs in total. So if you're a Taylor fan, you're going to be fed for a while with this one. Most of these new songs were created with Taylor's longtime collaborator, Jack Antonoff, but a few on the 3 a.m. edition are produced by Aaron Dessner of The National, who was a major collaborator on Taylor's last two albums, Folklore and Evermore, which I think are fan and critical favorites for sure, and potentially her magnum opus, but we'll get into it. Today, I'm joined by two of my most Taylor Swift-obsessed friends, to talk a bit about Midnights as a whole and to play you some of the new tracks. We've spent the whole weekend listening to this album on repeat, and we've prepared some pairings of Midnights tracks with older Taylor Swift tracks that they remind us of. We're going to be talking a bit about our thoughts on the new songs and these pairings and, you know, Taylor past and present, so I'm super excited to get into it. But first, I'm going to have my two friends introduce themselves and going to ask them to share their initial thoughts on Midnights as a whole. Okay. Olivia, do you want to go first?
Yeah, so my name's Libby DeBercier. The fun thing about Taylor Swift is a lot of us have grown up listening to her music, which, you know, because she's been producing music for so long has been quite interesting, because it's like we've grown up together in the maturity of the music, which is kind of neat. And yeah, the music was initially kind of a surprise to me. I was expecting more of what we saw in Folklore and Evermore, but in hindsight I really shouldn't have been surprised, because ultimately Taylor is a bit of a pop girly, so yeah, it really grew on me past few days.
Yeah, it does feel like a return to form in a lot of ways. And Hannah?
Yeah, hi, I'm Hannah Ambry, and my initial thoughts, I mean, I've been in my pop girly era recently, listening to a lot of Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina Carpenter, Maisie Peters, so I was excited to see kind of Taylor Swift go back to some of her pop songwriting, but also, as we'll talk about later, it's kind of fun to look at these songs and look at their connections to her past work, since we know it so well from growing up with it.
Yeah, for sure. I really felt listening to this album, I felt similarly to you, Olivia, where if people saw the promotion for Midnights, it sort of was teased as a very 70s album, and there was sort of this leak, like Dumois kind of thing, that said that, you know, it was going to be like Stevie Nicks inspired, and I was really excited for that. And so when the first song comes on and it's so pop, I was surprised. But I think, you know, Taylor's so good at hooks, so good at choruses. She loves working with Jack Antonoff, so it kind of makes sense that she's back in that space. And as you said, Hannah, I feel like she's revisiting so much of her past work in this. Like, I think every single song can be paired with at least one older song from her oeuvre. And she's just, I guess because it's those sleepless nights that she spent writing, and like these are the ones that kind of are always in her head. It feels like we are kind of revisiting like a lot of similar themes, similar stories. So yeah, I'm excited to get into it. We're going to talk a lot more, but first, of course, let's just hear some new music. So the first song that we're going to hear is Antihero, which is the lead single from Midnights. So you might hear this on the radio or whatever, other radio shows. This is the radio, isn't it? Okay, and let's go.
I have this thing where I get old. prices and vices, I end up in crisis. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving, cause you got tired of my scheming. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero. Narcissism like disguises altruism like some kind of consciousness. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving, and life will lose all its meaning. The family gathers around and reads it, and then someone screams out, she's laughing up at us from hell. It's me, I am the problem. It's me, it's me, I am the problem. It's me, hi. Everybody agrees, everybody agrees. It's me.
That was Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift from her new album, Midnights. And now we're going to hear our pairing for the song, which is one of my favorite Taylor Swift songs of all time, The Archer from Lover. This kind of up until Midnights felt like it had sort of been one of Taylor's most kind of self-reflective and kind of almost self-hating songs. I don't know, self-deprecating. So I think it's a good pairing for Anti-Hero. So let's hear it, and then we'll talk about it.
Combat, I'm ready for combat. I say I don't want that. What if I do? 'Cause cruelty wins in the movie. Got 100 thrown out speeches I almost said to you. Easy they come, easy they go. I jump from the train, I ride off alone. I never grew up, it's getting so old. Help me hold on to you. I've been the archer, I've been the prey. Who could ever leave me, darling? But who could stay? Dark side, I search for your dark side. But what if I'm all right, 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 right here? And I cut off my nose just to spite my face. And I hate my reflection for years and years.
That was The Archer by Taylor Swift from her album Lover. And before that, we heard Antihero from her new album Midnights. And Olivia and Hannah, I am very interested to hear what you think about this kind of, I don't know what we would call it, trend in Taylor's songwriting, self-reflective trend.
Yeah, I think these two songs are those like songs about self-destruction and that fear of like losing all of her relationships, which is really like summed up in that line from The Archer where she goes, all of my enemies started out as friends. Like, that's a pretty intense line. And like this whole fear of like people seeing her as a commodity is really prevalent through both these songs.
Yeah, I think for me, one of the things that sticks out between both of the songs is the lines, I see right through me. Do you see right through me? Like, do you realize that I am like more, like, can you see who I am through who I am as Taylor Swift? I think like in Antihero, she says, am I too big to hang out with everyone? And I think it's kind of referring to like her self-destructive nature. Can you see who she really is? And do you want to see that person? Will you like that person if it's not the star Taylor Swift?
Totally. I think so much of the album is a reflection on her experience of fame. I mean, potentially being the most famous person on the planet, really. And, you know, she's become very intensely private, and her relationship with her partner, Joe, of 6 years, is intensely private now as well. And, like, just, this is lyrically kind of how I expected Midnights to be, but I don't think it was production-wise. But it's kind of, I think she's always been so good at doing these almost musical theater-ish songs where she's, like, really reflecting on how the public sees her. And the music video for Antihero also came out recently as well, and we see her, it's one of my favorite of her music videos ever, and we see her with kind of a chaotic kind of devil on her shoulder version of herself, as well as like this giant version of herself, and it's quite surreal, and there's very like sad moments. So yeah, I'm a huge fan of this. It's really grown on me as a single. Like, I'm really glad that she chose it.
The interesting thing is in the music video, there's also a part where you see a photo of her grandmother Marjorie on the wall, sort of like the angel on her other shoulder. And I thought that was really interesting because in the song, you know, she talks about like her daughter-in-law killing her for the money. It's like this fear that like even her future family is going to turn on her. But then it's got this like lovely little reminder of her grandmother, you know, on the other shoulder. And I just thought that was quite a lovely little touch.
Yeah, and such a callback to her last album, Evermore, where we had a song, Marjorie, about her grandmother. So, and her grandmother was an opera singer and, like, kind of passed down the love of singing. So, yeah. Well, great. I am excited to get into more pairings. So next we have two that sort of feature, like, shimmering glitterness. The first is Bejeweled, which is from Midnights, and then we'll hear Mirrorball from Folklore, one of my favorite songs from Folklore for sure. Okay.
Baby love, I think I've been a little too kind. Didn't notice you walking all over my peace of mind. And the shoes I gave you as a present. Putting someone first only works when you're in their top five. And by the way, I'm going out tonight. Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer. And when I meet the band, they ask, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember. Breeds contempt, don't put me in the basement when I want the penthouse of your heart. Diamonds in my eyes, I polish up real, I polish up real nice. Nice. Baby boy, I think I've been too good of a girl, too good of a girl. Did all the
extra credit, then got graded on a curve. I think it's time to teach some lessons.
I made you my world, have you heard?
I can reclaim the land. And I miss you, but I miss Sparkland. Hey, believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer. And when I meet the band, they ask, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember. Familiarity breeds contempt, so put me in the basement when I want the penthouse of your heart. Diamonds in my eyes, I polish up real, I polish up real. Change my mind, but you might have to wait in line. What's a girl gonna do? A diamond's gotta shine. Best believe I'm still be jeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer. And when I meet the band, they ask, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember. Familiarity breeds contempt, so put me in the basement when I want the penthouse of your heart.
Never been enough. all I do is try, try, try. I'm still on that trapeze. I'm still trying everything to keep you looking at me. Because I'm a mirror boy. I'm a mirror boy. I'll show you every version of yourself.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay, there's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
CITR. Hi, you're listening to a Taylor Swift celebration on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver campus. I'm your host, Sophia Osborne, and I'm joined by Hannah and Olivia today to talk about the new Taylor Swift album, Midnights. So before that little ad break, you just heard Bejeweled by Taylor Swift from Midnights, and then you heard Mirror Ball from Folklore. Definitely one of my favorites from Folklore, and that made me feel a little bit nostalgic, I have to say. Hannah and Olivia, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on that pairing, kind of like a similar imagery, but like very different tones, I think.
Yeah, it's fun how two sparkly songs can sound very different. They're just, and I mean, especially Mirror Ball after the pandemic, that song is probably my favorite Taylor Swift song. It's just so heartbreaking. And like, you just feel that, especially coming out of the pandemic, as like someone who just, most of us just had to keep working through it all. And, you know, the people who kept trying so hard, even when everything was just like falling apart.
Yeah. When they shut down the circus and sent home the rodeo clowns. Yeah.
For me, I feel like what's interesting to look at in the songs is Taylor Swift as a people pleaser. I feel like that's a theme throughout a lot of her albums. I mean, I've never been a natural. All I do is try, try, try. But the difference between, I feel like the production between Bejeweled and Mirror Ball is obviously so different, but kind of the idea that she is pleasing all these people in Bejeweled by, she is sparkling. But then in Mirror Ball, kind of the introspective nature of, yes, she is broken, but also she's now just feels the need to do that for one person. So I feel like they kind of, but both speak to the kind of the shape-shifting nature of Taylor Swift and how she feels about herself in that regard.
Yeah, like the kind of, you know, the double-edged sword of like you are so shiny and interesting and fun. And like sometimes you want to go out and be that person, but then sometimes you don't, and you want people to be able to see through that and see the real you behind the kind of mirror ball. And like when you're using that like shininess as like a shield, or yeah, people pleasing thing, trying to get people to like you. A lot of the album is about that. I don't think we're going to hear it today, but the final song of the original 13 songs is called Mastermind. And a lot of it is about her kind of scheming to have people love her, and it's very, yeah, introspective about herself. Like, she's just very clearly aware of what she does. And it's on this huge scale of fame. I think a lot of us can relate to the feeling of, like, I have to work, like, I'm working behind the scenes to make people love me, but she's doing it on this huge scale. So, yeah, I it was interesting, too, because we saw her kind of promoting the album. She was wearing a lot of, like, shiny, glittery things, and people were saying, oh, this is going to be, like, a Mirror Ball album. And I feel like, in a way, it really is a Mirror Ball album.
Yeah, flips between the perspectives of the outward perspective and, like, reflecting in on herself so much throughout the entire album.
Totally. Well, I'm very excited about this next pairing and also ready to be emotionally destroyed and to fight John Mayer. So we are first going to hear Dear John, which is from the Taylor Swift album Speak Now. And this was, like, I think my favorite song on Speak Now for sure. I remember listening to this as a kid, and it's pretty, like, unequivocally about her relationship with John Mayer when she was 19 and he was 32. So quite a, like, grooming relationship going on there. And she really came for John Mayer in this song. But then after this, you're going to hear Would've, Could've, Should've, which is on the Midnight's 3 a.m. edition. And this song, I was not prepared. This immediately became my favorite Taylor Swift song of all time. I have never heard her feel, like, sound so raw. I have never, ever.
No one was ready for that. No one was ready for her to go back to John Mayer after so much. Like, she really didn't talk about the fact that the album was, she didn't even acknowledge that song was about him, even though obviously it's about him. But
yeah, I think this is going to be an interesting one to talk about, but it's clear that this has kind of haunted her more than maybe we'd realized. So, yeah, I'm very excited to play this one.
Long were the nights when my days once revolved around you. Counting the footsteps, praying the floor won't fall through again. And my mother accused me of losing my mind, but I swore I was fine.
Bar is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR Station on UBC campus for a free Yerba Mate can.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
Hi, you're listening to a Taylor Swift celebration on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver campus. I'm your host, Sophia Osborne, and we're joined by Olivia and Hannah today, talking about the new Taylor Swift album, Midnights. So before that little ad break, you heard Dear John from the album Speak Now, and then Would've, Could've, Should've from the Midnights 3 a.m. edition. And yeah, I'm very excited to talk a bit about this one. It's just so, both are such powerful songs, and I was really reminded listening to them now, like, how similar the production is and just the long outro that just feels so urgent with so much repetition, like it's so haunting and kind of this huge build-up and then the repetition and just even like the slide, there's slide guitar in both, but it's kind of distorted and Would've, Could've, Should've. Like, I'm just obsessed with the parallels between these two.
Yeah, this is the, you know, Stevie Nicks vengeance and hurt and rawness that I was expecting a bit more from the album. And, oh, I'm here for it. It's so good. And I think what's interesting, like, Dear John has always been such a powerful song of hers, but I don't think the trauma of that event was really clear until this song. It's like, oh, like, you know, she's really reflecting back on that with such pain. And it's quite distressing as a song.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it, but it's very powerful.
Yeah, I think that's what struck me too, is like, I think this is one of the most powerful examples on the album of what looking back can tell you. I think now that she's 32, in Dear John, she says, "But I took your matches before fire could catch me." And I think in this, she's saying, actually, that's not true. Like, this wound won't close. Maybe I didn't get away like I thought I did without any wounds. So I think that's really powerful.
Totally.
Yeah, she definitely kind of says, you know, maybe it's me quite a bit in Dear John versus this song. She, right off the bat, she's like, you were a grown man. Yes. Like, this is not okay.
So true. And really in Would've, Could've, Should've, that line, give me back my girlhood, it was mine first. I mean, that is a true mic drop moment. And it's so powerful. And then just the repetition of I regret you all the time. And yeah, it's just, it's clear, you know, she says, now that I've grown, I'm scared of ghosts. Like, this whole album really feels like it's coming from who she is now. She's in her 30s, and like, looking back on these relationships, I mean, I think a lot of us can relate to the feeling of like looking back at power imbalance relationships and age gap relationships from the older age. You know, she's 32 now, the age that John Mayer was when he dated her when she was 19. So she can truly understand now how disturbing that is. Like, as she says, like, she was a child. So I'm just.
And this is coming on the heels of Demi Lovato's song.
Yes.
I think it was 29.
Yes. Where it's like 1729. Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like it's a very, like, it's a theme that seems to be emerging a lot more now.
I think there's a reckoning happening with it as well, for sure. Well, I think for our final pairing, we would be remiss to not talk about the sort of revenge, karma, like, theme of Midnights, because, I mean, it's been a theme that she's explored in past albums since Reputation as well. Obviously, kind of a lot has happened very publicly with Taylor, with Kanye West, but then also with her masters and that whole situation, and now re-recording her albums and having so much success with them, with the re-records. So we wanted to play a pairing of Vigilante Shit from Midnights, amazing album title, which has a really interesting sound. And then we will play Don't Blame Me from Reputation, which is definitely one of my favorite Reputation songs. I think one of her kind of earliest, like, big vocal songs that was, like, a really great vocal performance. So, yeah, I'm excited to play these two for you all. So first we'll hear Vigilante Shit.
Got eyes sharp enough to kill a man. You did some bad things, but I'm the worst of them. Sometimes I wonder which one will be your last lie. They say looks can kill, and I might try. I don't dress for women, I don't dress for men. Lately I've been dressing for revenge. I don't start it, but I can tell you how it ends. Don't get sad, get even. So on the weekends, I don't dress for friends. Lately I've been dressing for revenge. She needed cold hard proof, so I gave her some. She had the envelope, where you think she got it from? Now she gets the house, gets the kids, gets the pride. Picture me thick as thieves with your ex-wife. And she looks so pretty, driving in your Benz. Lately she's been dressing for revenge. She don't start it, but she can tell you how it ends. Don't get side, get even. So on the weekends, she don't dress for friends. Lately she's been dressing for revenge. Ladies always rise above. Ladies know what people want. Someone sweet and kind and fine. The ladies simply hide in love. Well, he was doing lines and crossing all of mine. Someone told us white collar crimes to the FBI. And I don't dress for villains or for innocence. I'm a vigilante shit again. I don't start it, but I can tell you how it ends. Don't get side, get even. So on the weekends, I don't dress for friends. Lately I've been dressing for revenge. Don't blame me, love made me crazy. If it doesn't, you ain't doing it right. Lord, save me, my drug is my baby. I'll be using for the rest of my life. I've been breaking hearts a long time and toying with them older guys. Just play things for me to use. Something happened for the first time in the darkest little paradise, shaking, pacing. I just need you. For you, I would cross the line.
obsession. I once was poison ivy, but now I'm your daisy. And baby, for you, I would fall from grace just to touch your face. If you walk away, I'd beg you on my knees to stay. Don't blame me, love made me crazy. If it doesn't, you ain't doing it right. Lord, save me, my drug is my baby. I'll be using for the rest of my life. Don't blame me, love made me crazy. If it doesn't, you ain't doing it right. Oh, Lord, save me, my drug is my baby. I'll be using for the rest of my life. I get so high, oh. Every time you're loving me, you're loving me. Every time you're loving me. Oh Lord, save me, my drug is my baby. I'll be using for the rest of my life.
Hi, you're back with the Taylor Swift Celebration on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver campus. I'm your host, Sophia Osborne, and I have Olivia and Hannah with me here today talking about the new Taylor Swift album, Midnights. And we just heard Vigilante Shit from Midnights, as well as Don't Blame Me from Reputation. And we're going to talk a little bit about how we see them paralleling. Interested to hear your thoughts. Well,
I feel like they're... Oh.
No, you go, Olivia.
I was just going to say, I feel like this is just fully... Taylor really loves to indulge that part of herself that just is angry and vengeful, and I feel like that is so appealing to so many of her listeners, because we just love that kind of thing. We love the pettiness. We love it. It's just juicy.
Yeah, there's a big kind of theme in a lot of her more recent work that's sort of just about like supporting women's wrongs. Like, I did something bad. I did something crazy. No body, no crime on Folklore. Like, it's literally about potentially murdering a man. So just like, you know, I love that energy. I'm here for that energy.
What listening to Vigilante Shit made me think was comparisons to Mad Woman, which again, some Sophia comparisons to songs like that were said, like, she should be mad, she should be scathing like me. I feel like, and in this, he talks about the wife dressing for revenge, and I feel like there's theories about who the wife could be, but like, I feel like she's now gone from Mad Woman to Vigilante Shit, so it's interesting.
Yeah, totally. I think that it was really hard to choose one to go with Vigilante Shit, I think. There's a lot in her like discography that could go with it. She's kind of petty, but I love it for her. And I think it's a lot of her kind of most fun, most unhinged songs are in that vein.
Yeah, I mean, like, Reputation is essentially almost fully a revenge album. And you could definitely fill, you know, a solid 15 songs of her discography with this sort of theme.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to throw in one final song just to play us out. and it is Karma from Midnight. It's probably one of my favorite sort of pop, like, bops that she's put out recently. Yeah, it's so fun. I think it goes with Don't Blame Me as well. I kind of see these as like a trio. So let's play that and have a great rest of your night. Thank you for joining us for this really fun celebration. And go listen to Midnights.
The script for the hell of it, addicted to betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down, 'cause if you dare, you see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there. It's coming back around, and I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know. Boy, king of thieves, weave your little webs of opacity. My pennies made your crown. Trick me once, trick me twice. Don't you know that cash ain't the only price? It's coming back around, and I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know. Rattling your ground. Karma's on your scent like a bounty hunter. Karma's gonna track you down, step by step from town to town. Sweet like justice, karma is a queen. Karma takes all my friends to the summit. Karma is the guy on the screen, coming straight home to me.
Karma is my boyfriend.
Guy.